is online.
EPP 112 is what we are up to this week with Real Ghost Stories Online, jam-packed with some excellent, excellent ghost stories. And every time you go to a haunted house, or if you ever have gone to a haunted house, just put it that way, done some exploring, done some investigating, maybe not even necessarily professional, just seeing what's up. A lot of times you just expect you're going to walk away going, oh, it was creepy. Oftentimes, you don't really walk away with much. On this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, that's not what happens. Quite a bit happens, actually. To the point that it very much disturbs some of our listeners. A touch from a ghost that's very, very much unwanted. To hear the full story, sign up to be an EPP extra podcast person at ghostpodcast.com. That is our website. That's what helps keep us on the air. Without our EPPs, we cannot be doing this thing called Real Ghost Stories Online. So check it out, ghostpodcast.com, become an EPP, and get this week's full episode along with all of our bonus episodes, all 112 of them. Here's a little taste of what you hear this week on Real Ghost Stories Online. Unfortunately, the main part of the house had fallen into disrepair, so we weren't able to walk through it. However, it did lead us down through the basement to an old wine cellar where there had been reports of voices, footsteps, and shadows. Just to give you an image of what it looked like, when we got to the cellar, there was a single light hanging in the middle of the room, with chairs on three sides and a single chair at the front for the tour guide. The cellar walls and ceiling were all brick, and the walls arched up towards the ceiling. We got down there. There was the paranormal team already waiting for us. After a few minutes of looking around, we all took to our seats, and the guide told us the story surrounding the cellar. It lasted maybe 5 minutes. After that, it was time to shut the light off and begin the session. Now keep in mind, I have an aunt on either side of me, and the paranormal team is to my right at the end of the room. As the paranormal team started their EVP session, the mood in the room instantly changed. It was completely dark except for the red light and the video camera that the ghost hunters had. About 3 minutes into the session, I felt a quick breeze go past my legs. It startled me a little, but then I remembered we were underground in the wine cellar, so it's going to be a little chilly. After another couple of minutes, though, it happened again. Only this time it didn't go past me. This time it felt like something or someone was standing in front of me. Slowly, I felt this cold creep closer to me. My legs just kept getting colder. All of a sudden, I felt cold. What I can only describe as a small child's hand on my right leg. I sat completely still while this cold breeze and hand moved up my right side. So there you go. I guess you got what you were looking for, if that's what you were looking for in a ghost hunt or tour. Some may not want to have gotten that close. Find out exactly what happens, what transpired beyond that moment when you become an EPP at ghostpodcast.com in this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Also on this week's EPP bonus episode, a creepy old farmhouse leads one listener to explore ghost hunting. A widow struggles to balance her faith while seeing the apparition of her late husband. And everyone wants to stop by and see the new baby, including the dad. Hear it all when you sign up to be an EPP at ghostpodcast.com.